Jesus said to his disciples. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. They've called the master of the house Beelzebul. How much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. And what I say to you in the dark, you tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Don't fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet, not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. So don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Think I've come to bring peace on the earth? I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
An extraordinary reading, isn't it? I was sitting chatting to some old friends the other day, and as we were talking in the situation we were in and talking about the things that had happened, things came to mind that we'd forgotten. Jokes started to bubble up from way, way back years ago. You know how it works, don't you? You go and you visit your brother, and all of a sudden you're telling stories of things you remember of what Dad said or Mum did, or what Uncle Hubert did. And the situation you're in recalls things to mind. If we're going to understand these words of Jesus, we have to understand what was happening in Matthew's church when they happened, when it was written. And Matthew's church was going through a tough time. And the same as happens in any situation where you've got clandestine arrangements that are not meeting the expectations of the people around. Sometimes the people who are the very ones to betray you are the ones of your own family. I read a book about East Germany before the war, or just after the, just after the war. And the terrible situation where people couldn't even speak in their own homes because the Stasi had arranged that, you know, you report someone if they say anything. And even children couldn't be trusted because teachers would wangle things out of them. What Jesus has said to the disciples is remembered by Matthew because he was saying this is happening here. And when you're in that kind of situation, it is terribly, terribly difficult to sustain faithfulness. Hard to sustain faithfulness today, but it's a lot more subtle. And my folk will probably say, oh, here goes Bruce again. But, you know, which tune do you dance to? The tune of what's going on around you? Even if some of your family look at you a bit sideways and say you've gone nuts. or the tune that Christ calls, which might make you look a bit nuts to some people. And sometimes following the way of Christ can look absolutely financially illogical. Following the way of Christ can look sociologically self-defeating. Who forgives a person who's done it time and time and time again? You're forgiving them again, you're nuts. Yeah, but Jesus said, why do you have compassion on that person? They're not worth anything. Yeah, but Jesus says, why do you care about the poor? You know, they're just a drain on the economy. Yeah, but Jesus says, blessed are the poor, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who are hungry, you'll be filled. Why do you care about those people over on the other side of the world? Yeah, but I read in the Old Testament a story about a slave girl who'd been kicked out because her son was a bully. And God heard her. It's extraordinary the way these words of Jesus affect our lives. I was 14 years old. I had what in Australia we call a shangai. You know, I think you call them a catapult in England. And I was pretty good with it. We used to practice sitting up tin cans on top of fence posts. And there was a lot of fence posts around. And at 20 metres, I could knock that can off most times. I was pretty good. And of course, being a lad out in the bush, you practiced on moving prey. And one day, I killed a sparrow. One sparrow, there's millions of them. Dropped down to the ground, I went, oh, so cool. And I'm looking at it, and I remembered those words. Not one sparrow falls to the ground, and your father knows about it. I never shot at another living thing. It shifted my thinking as a 14-year-old kid forever. Extraordinary words. I went to work at 17 on a sheep station. I'd escaped from school to do real men's work, not that namby-pamby stuff with pencils. And on the sheep station, every week, we would grab one of the killers, which are the sheep that are set aside to feed the station. And a station is a big farm, if you're not familiar with Australian language. And we had to kill the sheep, traditional way, with a knife. And it was my job as the new chum to do it. And I looked at the sheep lying there, and I remembered those words, like a sheep dumb before its slaughterer. He made not a word. It lasted 3 months. I couldn't do it anymore. And I left. Because of the words that come back to me from my faith, shifting my dynamics. And so this morning, I've got to share with you something that has shifted my dynamics. I picked up the paper this morning and I read this. When four Sainsbury's executives met farmers from some of Africa's biggest tea-growing cooperatives in a hotel in Nairobi last month, it should have been a mutual celebration of fair trade, the gold standard of ethical trading and the world's most trusted and best-known food certification scheme. But instead of backslapping at the Pride Hotel, the world's largest retailer of fair trade products precipitated the greatest crisis in the scheme's 25-year history by telling the 13 major tea groups and their 228,000 cooperative members that it intended to drop the globally known fair trade mark for their produce and replace it with the phrase fairly traded. And in place of the strict rules devised by farmers' groups working with independent development experts to guarantee consumers that small-scale farmers are being rewarded with decent pay and bonuses, The $23 billion a year retailer said it planned to set up its own in-house certification scheme, set new ethical standards, and introduce a different way to pay the groups. And I went onto Facebook as Marillum Australia, which is my non-diploma, nobody knows who I actually am. And I went on as Rev Bruce Waldron, for the ones that do know who I am, and I went on to Sawston Free Church Facebook, and I posted it, and I said, I'm not going to trade with Sainsbury's, and Tesco are joining in, and I'm not going to go to Tesco anymore until they change it. And I hope you do the same, because I reckon it's terrible. I don't know these blokes. I don't know these farmers. There's a picture here of some women out there in the fields. They're the tea farmers. I've never met them. But if Jesus cares about, if God cares about the sparrows that fall down to the ground, then here's something I can do. So I'm going to do it. I hope that's not too political. But even reading the other reading that was in our lectionary from Jeremiah, Jeremiah says in chapter 20, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, he's delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoers. And the sparrows matter. Well, I don't know the farmers, but I know that they matter to God, because even the sparrows do. And I know I matter to God, and you matter to God, and what you do and what you go through is really, really significant. Not just because of what you do, but because you love. And his eyes on the sparrow. And as the old George Bev Shea song used to go, I know he watches me. What I do matters. And these words, extraordinary words, shift us and change us.